This morning I've moved my Audioboo headquarters up to the top floor, which is my favourite place to go first thing in the morning. I'll go downstairs, make myself a cup of tea, and then come up here and I can sit, have my cup of tea, think about what I need to do today, look out at the water, see if there's any ships going past. If there are, then I'm tempted to look up the marine traffic site to see where they're heading or where they've come from, which is quite a good procrastination technique, but it's all calm today, so no excuses available, just time to settle down to what has to be done. I did get a comment after one of my previous little recordings about the pinger going off in it, and I just thought I'd say a little bit about these pingers and the whole technique. Actually, there's very little that I do that I don't set a pinger for, and I've done this for so long I had to think quite hard to remember where I got the idea from in the first place, and it was from the Fly Lady website, which is a website about keeping your house all shiny and sparkly. Probably not something that comes entirely naturally to me, so I did read up all her information for a while, but the one thing that really stuck was the use of a pinger. For any task, she suggested setting a pinger for 15 minutes, which is just long enough to get you going, and also it's quite surprising how much you can do in 15 minutes. Often I'll put aside a task because I think I don't have enough time to do it, but actually if I just set the 15 minutes and get going with it, very often it's done within the time. So I adopted it from that point on, and now I use it with nearly everything. There's very little that I start doing that I don't get going with by using a pinger, especially things that could expand to fill all available time, those sorts of jobs that you could just keep tweaking and adjusting and adding a little bit and removing a little bit. Those kind of tasks work really well with a 15-minute deadline. And if 15 minutes turns out not to be enough, then I set a second one. But I just keep that focus by setting the 15 minutes as I go along, and there was the one for just now. Now that I've got a phone with a pinger on or an alarm setting thing, I use that a lot because I've always got it with me. But apart from that, I use kitchen timers mostly, and so between the two, that's what I use. The kitchen timer that I have is one of my favourite things because it's a double timer. It's from Italy and it's got two dials on it so that you can set two different times, which again it's meant for when you're cooking, but I quite like it that you can set up two different times from the word go and then just set it off and get on with the task. Anyway, my pinger is gone for today, which means my time's up and it's time to stop sitting here having cups of tea and time to get on with what I need to do. It's a lot less rainy here today, and I hope it's starting to look a little bit more like summer where you are as well. Hopefully the technology will work again, and I will be back again tomorrow. Cheerio!